कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन। यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिजरी भाई ग्रेस ए सी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की समवेत भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कंसः पापमतिसाख्यं तव चाणकदुन्दुभे देवक्या अष्टमो गर्भो न स्त्री भवितुमर्हति इति संचयितुं श्रोत्वा देवक्या दारिकावचः अपि हन्तागत शङ्कास् तर्हि तन्नो नयो भवेत्। कंसः पापमति साख्यं तव चाणकदुन्दुभे देवक्या अष्टमो गर्भो न स्त्री भवितुमर्हति इति संचितं श्रुत्वा देवक्या दारिका वचः अपि हन्तागता शङ्कास् तन्नो अनयो भवेत्। कंसः पापमतिः साख्यं तव चाणकदुन्दुभे देवक्या अष्टमो गर्भो न स्त्री भवितुमर्हति इति संचितय श्रुत्वा देवक्या दारिका वचः अपि हन्ता गता शङ्कास् तर्हि तन्नो नयो भवेत्। लेडीज Word to a meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki Kamsaha King Kamsa Papamatihi very sinful having a polluted mind Sakhyam friendship Tava your cha also anakadundubhe of Vasudev devakyaha of Devaki ashtamaha garbha the eighth pregnancy na not stri a woman bhavitum arhati is possible to be iti in this way sanchitayan considering shrutva and hearing this news devakyaha of devaki darikavachaha the message from the daughter Api, although there was Hantagata Ashankaha, there is possibility that Kamsa would take steps to kill this child. Tarhi, therefore, Tat, that incident. Naha for us anaya bhavet may not be very good translation Kamsa is both a great diplomat and a very sinful man therefore having heard from Yogamaya the daughter of Devaki that the child who will kill him has already been born somewhere else. Having heard that the eighth pregnancy of Devaki could not bring forth a female child and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, Kamsa, upon hearing that the purificatory process has been performed by me, the priest of the Yadu dynasty, may certainly consider all these points and suspect that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev. Then he might take steps to kill Krishna. That would be a catastrophe. Purport. Kamsa knew very well that Yogamaya was after all the maid servant of Krishna and Vishnu and that although Yogamaya had appeared as the daughter of Devaki, she might have been forbidden to disclose this fact. Actually, this was what had happened. Gargamuni argued very soberly that his taking part in performing the reformatory process for Krishna would give rise to many doubts, so that Kamsa might take very severe steps to kill the child. Kamsa had already sent many demons to attempt to kill this child, but none of them had survived. If Gargamuni were to perform the purificatory process, Kamsa's suspicions would be fully confirmed. And he would take very severe steps. Gargamuni gave this warning to Nanda Maharaj. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Niti Namine Sri Varshabhanavi Devi Dayitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vidnana Dayine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadhya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virabhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshtha Sajjana Priya Vaishnavasarva Bhauma Shri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Krupa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanyabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suruta Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnagar Simhasanasthav Shri Shri Radha Shri Lagovinda Devo Prishthali Visyavyamana Usmarami Shriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatasthita Karshanavenu Svaner Gopir Gopinathaya Shriyastunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from the Samambonam, 10th canto of the Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 8 and text number 8 and 9. Before we begin our discussion on this exalted topic, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and as well as who is listening this katha online and who will be listening this afterwards, I seek their blessings before we commence our exalted discussion on this today's topic. So in these two verses, there are about six personalities, transcendental personalities have been mentioned. One is Nanda Baba, second is Pita Shri Vasudev Shursen Yadav, third is Mata Shri Devaki, fourth is Yogamaya, fifth is Kans Mama, Bhojapati, Mathura Naresh, and sixth is Garga Muni. So Garga Muni himself is speaking in this verse. So more or less there are about six personalities. They are concerned about Krishna. Five are in favorable mood and one is in unfavorable mood. So who is that one? Kans Mama. So mainly we will focus on these two great personalities, Kans Mama and Garga Muni. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in various chapters, he gives exact position of each of this great personality. Who is Nanda Baba, who is Vasudev, who is Devaki, who is Kans Mama, and who is Garga Muni. So based on his guidance, instructions, we'll try to discuss about these two great personalities, Kans Mama and Garga Muni. In the history of mankind, there have been three great battles, or you can say wars, which are very famous. One is Devasur Sangram. When Bhagwan Mohini Avatar cheated the demons by alluring them with her beauty, the Lord did not give the demons the nectar. Instead, he gave to the demigods. Thereafter, the demons understood Vishnu Ravyaya. This is not Mohini. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who is taking side of the demigods. So, there was a great battle which was ensued after that. And in that battle, because of the great powerful nectar, Indra defeated Bali Maharaj and the demons. Bali Maharaj was in fact killed. Thereafter, the demons appointed Kalanemi as their leader. And Kalanemi was so powerful, despite the demigods having drunken, they were already empowered with the nectar. Still, by the powerful force of Kalanemi, Indra was defeated. So this was the power of Kalanemi. So that time Narad Muni instructs Indra, you should approach Lord Vishnu now. So Indra approaches Vishnu, and that time Lord Vishnu, riding on his transcendental carrier Garuda, he comes in the battlefield scene. This Kalanemi, he was very, very angry with Lord Vishnu because of various reasons. First of all, his father Hiranyaksh was killed by Lord Vishnu, who disguised himself as Varaha. His uncle Hiranyaksha, he was also killed by Vishnu, who had disguised himself as Narsingdev. So somehow these demons had this mentality, why Vishnu had to disguise himself all the time? Because he is afraid of the demons. So that's why he disguises. Even Mohini avatar also was a disguise. So because of so many reasons, Kalnimi was very, very angry. He was arch rival of Lord Vishnu. So when he heard that Lord Vishnu is coming on behalf of the demigods, he rode on his carrier lion. So this was not the lion which we see in the zoos or which we see on the Discovery Channel. This was the lion of the celestial planet, and this was the lion of the leader of the demons, Kalanemi. Okay, you can imagine how powerful that must have been. And he was having a very powerful trident in his hand, Kalanemi. As he approached the battlefield, he saw on the scene there was Lord Vishnu, who was approaching from the other side of the demigods on the back of Garuda. Lord Vishnu was having Sudarshan in his hand. He immediately hurled his trident and he threw towards Garuda to kill him. Because Garuda was not an ordinary vehicle or a carrier, he was also killing so many demons and so many animals. So at that time, Lord Vishnu immediately grabbed the trident and he threw it back towards Kalanemi. And in this way, he killed Kalanemi and his carrier lion also. Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Bhagwan Ki Jai. So in this way, he killed Kalanemi and that lion also. So this was in Devasur Sangram. This is mentioned in the 8th canto. It's in very detailed format. Thereafter in Treta Yuga, there was Ramayana. There are various versions of Ramayana. Very famous is Valmiki Ramayana. There is Kamba Ramayana, there is Adhyatma Ramayana. The version of Ramayana we have, Valmiki Ramayana, is of only 24,000 verses. Lord Brahma's Ramayana contains 1 billion verses. Because his understanding and inculcating power is so many times greater than the human beings. Just like we have mobile phones, 32 GB, 64 GB, 128 GB, 564 GB, depends which model you purchase. So according to the living entity's understanding capacity, different versions of Bhagavatam and Ramayana are available. Yamaraja's Bhagavatam is 1 lakh verses. Our Bhagavatam is only 18,000 verses. That also we cannot fathom properly. So in such Ramayana, when there was a battle between Lakshmana and Meghanath, Indrajit defeated Lakshman and Lakshman became unconscious. To save Lakshman's life, Hanuman was flying to Himalayan mountains. That time, as we know, the entire Ramayana, Marich, not Marichi. Marichi is the direct son of Brahma. Marich was a demon who disguised himself as a golden deer and he allured Ramachandra. And that's how Ramayana, the battle begins. So Marich had a son named Kalanemi. And he was one of the great generals under the leadership of Ravana. And he was very close to Indrajit. So that's why Ravana tells to Kalnemi, "Oh, what are you doing here? You should go and stop this Hanuman who is going to bring Sanjeevani. He should not bring back the life of Lakshman. And if Lakshman is dead, Ramchandra cannot survive." So, like his father, Kalnemi also advises Ravana, forget about stopping Hanuman. He is the same monkey who burned down your city Lanka. He was the only one that time. He is so powerful, nobody can stop Hanuman. Then Ravana says, if you don't go, I will kill you. Ultimatum. Just like his father thought, instead of killing with the hands of Ravana, let me die with the hands of Ramachandra. So son Kalnemi also thinks, instead of being killed by Ravana, let me die with the hands of Hanuman. And we know the story, there was a mystical Brahmana who created a very nice comfortable place for Hanuman, very nice garden, and there was a lake also, and he went and took bath in that, and there was a crocodile. That crocodile is a Gandharva, and Hanuman killed that. And that crocodile tells, this is not a Brahmana, you kill. And that Brahmana was a Kalnemi. So in Dwapar Yuga, this Kalnemi, how he appeared? In a Bhoja dynasty, there was a king named Ahuta. He had a son named Ugrasena. Ugrasena had a very beautiful wife. Her name was Padmavati. One time, Padmavati was thinking about her husband in a sexual manner. She was just thinking, having passionate sexual desires. There was a Gandharva named Drumila. And he had the ability to read the mind of other living entities. Can you imagine? Such a powerful ability. Just imagine if he comes over here. He is having the ability to read our minds. So Durmila could understand what's going on in the mind of Padmavati. And he disguised himself as Ugrasena and he united with her in a cheating way. After union, Padmavati could understand that this is not my husband, Ugrasena. Somebody else is there in this disguise. With an angry mood, she asks questions and chastises, "Who are you?" And then he reveals his own identity. "I am Drumila Gandharva. And don't worry, your son will be very, very powerful. Nobody can defeat him. I bless you like this." She says, "Let him be a demon." Because she was cheated. She did not desire to associate with a Gandharva. She wanted to associate with her husband. So she cursed, "Let that boy become a demon." Then Gandharva, Drumila, was very angry. He said, "The demonic son will be the cause of fear for entire Bhoja dynasty and Yadu dynasty." Like this, cursing and counter-cursing was going on. Then again she curses. "One of my family member only will kill that demonic son." So in this way, that Kalnemi took birth as the son of Padmavati and Ugrasena. And he was a very, very big tyrant, very cruel ruler. As we know, Kamsa, he married with the two daughters of Jarasandha, Asti and Prapti. At his marriage, Jarasandha came with his entire army. And by seeing that army, Kamsa was so proud, And we know the story, he imprisoned his father, he imprisoned his sister and brother-in-law, Devaki and Vasudev. And he started torturing all of them. He sends so many, and we know so many details of these pastimes. He kills all the 6 sons of Devaki. He could not kill Balram, the 7th pregnancy. And Krishna was mystically transferred to Nanda Baba's house. After a few years, Krishna comes and kills Kamsa. And he achieves liberation. That's why in the 7th canto, first verse, can you show? 31st chapter. Narad Muni, in the Rajasuya Yajna of Yudhishthir Maharaj, he is glorifying Kamsa. First chapter. So Narad Muni, what happens? The scene is like this. When Yudhishthira Maharaj sees Shishupal also achieves liberation, he was very much perplexed. The liberation which is achieved after so much of austerities and penances, how this demon could achieve. So then, Narad Muni is starting his discourse on the glories of Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingh Dev. In that, he is glorifying the demons also. And he says, in general, Gopyaha kamad bhayat kamso dvesha chaidyadayo nrupa sambandat vrishnaya sneyat yuyam bhaktya vayam vibho. My dear King Yudhishthir, the gopis, by their lusty desires, Kamsa, by his fear, Shishupal and other kings by envy, the Yadus, by their familial relationship with Krishna, you, Pandavas, by your great affection for Krishna, and we, the general devotees, by our devotional service have obtained the mercy of Krishna. So according to Devarshi Narad Muni, Kamsa also achieved mercy of Krishna. Because constantly Kamsa was thinking about Krishna out of fear. So in the 48th chapter of the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami describes devotional service in fear. Kaliya was afraid of Krishna after the punishment. Even Jambavan, after the 27 days battle with Krishna, he was also afraid. But Rupa Goswami describes their fear was healthy because they had surrendered to Krishna. Kamsa also thought Krishna 24 hours. Sometimes when he would see himself in the mirror, he would not see his own head. He would see himself as beheaded. I wonder how he would see. There are no eyes only. But Krishna can arrange anything. He would see Krishna Balram in his dreams, 24 hours. So in the same chapter, Devarshi Narad Muni glorifies the demons. My dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, sometimes these demons remember Krishna more than the devotees. So Kamsa remembered Krishna in fear, but he remembered. So Narad Muni is glorifying him also. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Some or other engage your mind in thinking about Krishna. But Rupa Goswami advises there, we should remember in a favorable manner, not like Kamsa. अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम, सो कमसवाद ऑल्सो अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम, ज्ञान कर्मादि अनावृतम प्रतिकूल, बट ओनली प्रॉब्लम वॉज यू वॉज प्रतिकूल विथ कृष्णास प्लेजर. सो वी शुड रिमेंबर कृष्ण इन अ फेवरेबल मैनर. सो दिस भय ऑल्सो कैन बी एंगेज इन कृष्णा सर्विस एज कम्स एंगेज्ड. ही एंगेज्ड इन अ प्रतिकूल मैनर, वी शुड एंगेज इन अ अनुकूल वे, फेवरेबल मैनर. किंग भर्तृहरि वॉज अ ग्रेट किंग एंड ही हैज कंपोज्ड वैराग्य शतक. इन एंशियंट टाइम्स, इन द डेज ऑफ योर, इट वॉज सो नाइस, पीपल वुड कंपोज शतक. द शतक ट्रेडिशन, सेंचुरी इज पेरेनियल ट्रेडिशन एक्चुअली. इन दोज डेज जस्ट इमेजिन द mentality and the culture of the community of that time. In those days they would compose shatak, centuries of Sanskrit verses, intelligence and knowledge. King Bhartruhari's wife was very beautiful, so in glorifying her beauty he composed Shringara Shatak. When he obtained Vairagya, after some time he composed Vairagya Shatak. And we know in the Chaitanya Charitamrut, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Keshav Kashmiri comes and he glorifies Mother Ganga. Ek dandana jayate, without stopping even for a single moment, he composes 100 verses on glorifying Mother Ganga. That was their achievement, making century. And we know when Sarvam Bhattacharya understands and realizes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yahi to hai sakshat Krishna, ye to Bhagwan Sri Krishna hai, he immediately composed Sarvam Shatak. That is also famous. So that was their achievement. So we can just imagine and understand the status of the society. The heroes of that time were those people who were very intellectually situated in knowledge and in transcendence, in culture also. Nowadays people make shatak. Some cricket stars, more or less, it comes under the category of gambling, match fixing. And people pay money, they waste their 6 hours in seeing those matches. MPL. Download the app now. It's going on. What it is? It is nothing but, more or less, it's a gambling. And this is how the mentality of the society judged. Century. Sauran banai. With no any sense of intelligence. It's a Shudra skill. So coming back to Vairagya Shatak of King Bhartruhari, so when he achieved renunciation, in that he has composed 100 verses and 31st verse says, there are 9 types of fears, total in number 9 various types of fears that living entities have. Which are those? Bhoge roga bhayam, to those who are very big sense gratifiers, those who like to eat a lot. Imagine diabetic patient, he wants to eat gulab jamun and sweets a lot. He is afraid, इसमें शुगर तो ज्यादा नहीं है ना, like that. He is afraid, भोगे रोग भयम, the fried items for a feverish person. And those who want to do so much of sense gratification with opposite sex, then there are STD, sexually transmitted diseases. भोगे रोग भयम, they are afraid, that's why there are so many contraceptive methods. They are afraid of that. कुले चुति भयम, दोस हु आर बॉर्न इन एरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिलीज, हाई लीनेज, दे आर अफ्रेड ऑफ फॉलिंग डाउन, दैट्स व्हाई दे डोंट गेट मैरिड विथ एनीवन एल्स एनीवेयर. दिस ऑनर किलिंग nowadays that's going on, that's because of kule chuti bhayam. Vitte nrupalat bhayam, and a person who is having lot of riches, fortune, money, he is afraid of the ruler, king. That's why these people have this income tax department, then there is CBI, and then there are so many people, you know. That's why we see demonetization, new currency, black, white, under table, above table. This is not nothing but vitte nrupalat bhayam. And people engage their money in so many real estate, so many ways here and there. Mane dainya bhayam, to whom one who has achieved so much of distinction, honor, he is afraid of dishonor. To him, dishonor is worse than death. Bale ripu bhayam, and one who is very powerful, he is afraid of his enemies. Nobody should come and defeat me. Rupe jarayam bhayam, and one who is very beautiful, he is afraid of old age. This entire cosmetic industry is flourishing because of this bhay. Safed ho rahe, baal safed ho rahe, chashma lag gaya, daant gir rahe. This is nothing but rupe jarayam bhayam. One who is beautiful, he is afraid of old age. Once there was a person who was taken to Yamalaya in front of Yamaraj. Actually, I think he was a Mumbai gentleman from the suburbs of Mumbai city. And he said he was sentenced for some punishments. They said, objection, my lord, unless and until even the municipality, BMC, gives me 3 notices, they can't vacate me from my home. How can you vacate me from my body to this place and punish me? You did not give any notifications. So Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, did you send him any notifications? Yes, my dear sir, my dear lord, first of all, we made his hair white. That was the first notification. And he died with hair dye. And he was looking in the mirror, how young I am looking. Then we dimmed his eyesight. And he was using very nice, powerful spectacles and fashionable ones. And he was looking at us like this. He neglected our second notification. Third, we broke down his so many teeth, and he was using duplicate teeth. In this way, he neglected our third notification. So, rupe jarayam bhayam, these are all notices by the municipality of Yamaraj that are coming to us, and we are neglecting them. And this cosmetic industry is flourishing because of that only. Shastre vadi bhayam, one who is very learned, he is afraid of somebody who will come and debate with him, and he may defeat him. Those learned people are also afraid. Gune khala bhayam, and one who is very, very gentle, polite, he is afraid of somebody who is a big rogue. He may come and cheat him or punish him. Kale krutantat bhayam. After all, at the end, everyone is afraid of death. So these 9 types of fear have been described by King Bhartruhari. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in the context of 6 sons being killed by Kamsa, he says, these 6 sons represent our 6 anarthas, and Devaki represents a sadhaka, and Kamsa represents the fear of material nature. When a sadhaka is afraid of the material nature, then automatically the six anarthas within the heart, kam, krodh, lobh, mada, moha, matsar, will be killed by that fear. So fear can be used in Krishna's service in this way. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains like this. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he would often express his concern. My only concern is that my devotees, my followers are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. Kya hota hai? I have become senior devotee. I am so much of learned. Now I am Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, this and that. Like that. So Prabhupada was concerned. So he wanted us to be afraid of Maya. Healthy fear of Maya is needed to progress in Krishna consciousness. So in this way, we can learn something from Kamsa, but it should be applied as guided by Srila Rupa Goswami in a favorable manner, as also guided by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Hare Krishna. I don't know we have time or not. Now we'll begin our today's class, Krishna's Namakaran Samskar, the glories of Garga Muni. In the 28th chapter of the Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami exactly describes the position of Garga Muni. He says there are Asht Sattvic Vikar, Romancha Kampa Shrutanga Bhajo. So these Asht Sattvic Vikar are fully manifested in Brajavasis. But there are some of the devotees, in those devotees, this Asht Sattvic Vikaras are suppressed. They are there, but they are suppressed. They cannot fully manifest. And they have some understanding of the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And one such great example is Sri Garga Muni. Although he had all Ashtasatvik Vikaras, but he could not manifest them. That's how Srila Rupa Goswami explains. So how Garga Muni comes and performs this Namakaran Samskar, as in this context it's going on, we are reading it already. But Srila Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, he describes in a brief manner, because he had very short time, he was running short of time. Parikshit Maharaj had already finished about 4 or 5 days, only few days were remaining, 1 or 2 days were remaining. And any time after that, Takshaka would have come and would have taken Parikshit Maharaj's life. So Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami was describing many pastimes in a short format. So in this way, he also described this Namkaran Samskar in a shorter version. So we will now directly read from Garga Samhita how this happened. It's a very nice and beautiful description. So first of all, making you fearful, now I want to make you cheerful. So that's why I kept it at the last. How to become fearless? Bhajahure mana Shri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. If we worship Shri Nandanandan by hearing and chanting his glories and his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, we can become fearless. There was a king in Mathila, his name was Bahulashwa. As we read in the Krishna book, Krishna visits Mathila, there was King Bahulashwa and there was Shrutadev also. So once Narad Muni visited Bahulashwa, at that time, King Bahulashwa asks this question to Narad Muni. Shri Bahulashwa uvacha nandagehe hari sakshat shishu rupa sanatanaha kim chakar balenapi tanme bruhi mahamune. Shri Bahulashwa said, when he displayed his eternal form of a child in Nanda's home, what pastime did Lord Hari enjoy with Balaram? O great sage, please tell me this. So Narad Muni is described as Mahamuni. The great Bhagavad Kathakar, His Holiness Radha Govinda Das Goswami Maharaj, says, Muni means one who doesn't speak, one who follows Mauna. And Mahamuni means one who always speaks about Krishna and he doesn't speak anything else, he is called as Mahamuni. So Narad Muni is that kind of Mahamuni. Shukadeva Goswami is that kind of Mahamuni. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada is that kind of Mahamuni. So Sri Narad Uvacha, Ekada Shishya Sahito Garga Charyo Mahamuni Shaurina Nodito Sakshat Ayayo Nanda Mandiram. Sri Narada said, one day, sent by Vasudev, the great saint Garga Muni came with his disciples to Nanda's palace, Nanda Mandiram, because Krishna was there. So he was sent by Vasudev. Nanda Sampujya Vidhivat Padya Dair Muni Sattamam Tataha Pradakshani Kurutya Sashtangam Prananamaha. Following the rules of tradition, Nanda worshipped the great sage Vidhivat, just like Brahma. Muni Sattama, there is positive degree, comparative degree, then there is superlative degree. There is Taratama, and Garga Muni is considered as Muni Sattama. He was the greatest of the Munis. Tataha Pradakshani Kurutya, after circumambulating him, he offered his pranams. Then he asks, Adhyana Pitaro Deva Santushta Agna Yashchana Pavitram Mandiram Jatam Yushmat Charanare Nubhi. Today the pious forefathers, demigods and fire god are pleased with us. Nanda Maharaj says, certainly my forefathers and the demigods are pleased with us because our home is now purified by the dust of your feet. When a great exalted personality like Garga Muni and his representatives visit the house of a householder, that means everyone is pleased with him, including Krishna. So, one great Acharya says, the ultimate goal of human life is to become dear to a great Paramahamsa. That's why when Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did not receive initially the initiation from Gaur Kishwardas Babaji. Almost 18 times he was denied. That time he decided to commit suicide by jumping in Ganga. Because he said, what is the use of my being learned and intellectual if I cannot achieve your mercy of Paramahamsa? Life is useless if you do not achieve the mercy of a Paramahamsa. Matputra nam karanam kuru dvija mahamune punne stirthaischa dushprapyam bhavadagamanam prabhu. O great Brahmana says, please perform my son's name giving ceremony. So he requests, please perform the name giving ceremony. So there are so many wonderful commentaries. We don't have time. Srila Sridhar Swami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that mention the intricacies of each and every word and every syllable. What does it mean? What does it mean? What were the feelings and sentiments of Nanda Maharaj and Garga Muni? Each and every syllable has a meaning. Yadunam aham acharyam. I am the acharya of Yadus. If I perform this ceremony, then Kamsa will doubt. Then Nanda Baba says, how he will doubt? Nobody will tell him. We will do it secretly. No. On the entire earthly planet, I am known as the priest of the Yadus. I am very famous. And already Yogamaya has informed him. So many intricacies are there. We don't have time. We'll just read the Namkaran Samskaran and go ahead. Shri Garga Uvach, Te putra nama karanam karishyami na saushaya purva vartam gadishyami gachananda rahasthalam. I will perform your son's name giving ceremony. Of this there is no doubt. I will tell who he was before. O Nanda, go to a secluded place. So then they go to a secluded place. Shri Garga Uvacha, Rohini Nandanasyas Namucharam Shrunushvacha Ramante Yogi Nohi Asmin Sarvatra Ramatitiva. Shri Garga Muni said, please hear the explanation of Rohini's son's name. The yogis find their happiness in him. He is the greatest enjoyer, or with his transcendental qualities he delights Ramayati, the devotees. For this reason the sages know him as Rama. Because he was pulled Sankarsana from the womb, He is also known as Sankarsana. Sarvavasheshadya shesham baladhikyad balam vidu svaputrasyapi namani shrunu nanda hi atandrita. Because when the universe is annihilated, he alone remains, avashesha. The sages know him as a shesha. Because he is extremely strong, bala, they know him as bala. O Nanda, now he begins Krishna. O Nanda, be attentive and hear the name of your son. Because it was known that Balaram is Vasudeva's son. Sadya prani pavitrani jagata mangalani cha kakara kamala kanta rukaro rama ityapi. His name at once purifies the living entities. His names are the auspiciousness of all the universe. In his name, the letter K stands for Kamala Kanta, the husband of the goddess Fortune. The R stands for Rama, the supreme enjoyer. Sh stands for Shadguna Pati. And the master of the Shweta Dvipa, the Lord who resides in Shweta Dvipa. N stands for Lord Narasimha. A stands for Akrishna and Agnibhuk, the Lord who enjoys the offering through Agnihotra Yajna. So each and every detail Gargamuni is giving. What is K, what is R, what is yes, like that. Visargochata Thaheto Nara Narayana Vrushi Sampralilacha Shatpurna Yasmin Churudhe Mahatmani. The letter H stands for Naranarayan Rishi. In this way, these six letters combine to become the name of the pure supreme person. Paripurnatam esakshat ena Krishna prakirtitah shuklo raktasthatapito varno syanu yugam dhruta. In this way, the supreme personality of Godhead is known as Krishna. In white, red and yellow forms, he appears in the yugas, one after another. Dvaparante kaloradur baloyam krishna tamgataha tasmat krishna iti khyato namnayam nanda nandana. Now at the end of Dvapar Yuga and beginning of Kali Yuga, he has dark Krishna complexion. For this reason he is named as Krishna. He is this boy, the son of Nanda. The word Vasu means the senses and the word Deva means the heart. Because he acts in the hearts and senses of the living entities, he is known as Vasudeva. Vrishabhanu sutaradha yajata kirti mandire tasya pati rayam sakshat yena radha pati smritaha. He is the husband of pati of Radha. He is the husband pati of Radha. King Vrishabhanu's daughter born in the palace of Queen Kirti, and therefore he is known as Radha pati. Paripurnatam saakshat Sri Krishna Bhagavan Swayam Asankhya Brahmanda Patir Goloke Dhamni Rajate. He is the original supreme personality Sri Krishna, the master of the countless universes. He is the splendidly manifest. He is splendidly manifest in transcendental abode of Goloka. Soyam tava shishurjato bharavataranaya cha kamsadinam vadarthaya bhaktanam rakshanaya cha. That same supreme personality of Godhead is now born as your child. He has come to remove the earth's burden, to kill the demons headed by Kamsa, and to protect the devotees. Aho bhagyam tu veten, aho bhagyam tu tenanda sakshat shri purushottamah tvad gruhe vartamano yam shishu rupa paratpara. Ah, how fortunate you are, appearing as a small child, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is greater than the greatest, now stays in your home. So after this namakaran samskar, Gargamuni goes to Vrishabhanu Maharaj's palace, and he does the same thing with Radharani. Although he doesn't give name Radha, but he does something very transcendental. I'll just read within few minutes and stop. Shri Narada Vacha, iti yukta yata te garga, स्वात्मानं पूर्णमाशिष मेने प्रमोदिता पत्न्यानन्दराजो महामति अथ गर्गो ज्ञानवीरो ज्ञानिनो मुनिसत्तम कालिन्दीतीरशोभाढ्यं वृषभानुपुरं गत देन द ग्रेट फिलोसोफर टीचर सेज गर्गमुनि वेंट टू किंग वृषभानुज ब्यूटिफुल पैलेस ऑन द यमुना शोर इन गोकुल महावन ही डिड नामकरण संस्कार एंड नियर बाई इज रावल वेयर राधारानी वॉज बॉर्न देयर इज अ ब्यूटिफुल डिस्क्रिप्शन How Gargamuni was looking like. Seeing Gargamuni, when Vrishabhanu Maharaj sees Gargamuni, how he sees? Who was the greatest philosopher? Who was the Brahmana, tiger of the sages? Who decorated with a parasol? Who was like a second king Indra, holding a stick, was like a second Yamaraj. His bodily luster illuminating the directions was like a second sun god. A great book at his belt was like a second Lord Brahma, and who dressed in white garments, Gargamuni was married, he had a daughter also, Gargi, stood like Lord Vishnu himself. Noble King Vrishabhanu rose up at once with great respect, bowed his head, stood with folded hands, placed the sage on a great throne, washed his feet, presented many offerings, circumambulated him, and worshipped him according to the rules of the scriptures. Shri Vrishabhanu Ruvacha, सतां पर्यटनं शान्तं गृहिणां शान्तये स्मृतं नुनामस्तमो हरि साधुरेव न भास्कर श्री वृषभानु सेड द पीसफुल वांडरिंग ऑफ द सेंट्स इज मेंट टू ब्रिंग पीस फॉर द हाउस होल्डर्स ओ लॉर्ड बाय सीइंग यू वी गोपास हैव गॉन ऑन पिलग्रिमेज सेंट्स लाइक यू सैंक्टिफाई द सेक्रेट प्लेसेस इन दिस वर्ल्ड हे मुने राधिका नाम कन्या मे मंगलायन कस्मे वराय दातव्या वदत्वं मे सुनिश्चितम नाउ ही सेज ओ सेज माय डॉटर इज नेम्ड एज राधिका शी इज द अवार्ड ऑफ ग्रेट ऑस्पिशियसनेस टू होम शुड आई गिव हर इन मैरिज प्लीज टेल मी योर ओपिनियन नाउ राधारानी इज इन क्रेडल ओनली दैट टाइम ओनली दिस वॉज डिसाइडेड सो गर्गमुनि हैज अ वेरी स्पेशल रोल ही वॉज द वन who liaised the marriage between Vasudev and Devaki. He was the one who approached the respective fathers and parents. He was the one who performed the Namkaran Samskar reformatory process. And he was the one who came and he suggests, please hear. Shri Narada Vacha, Hastvam Gruhitva Shri Gargo Vrishabhanur Mahamuni Jagam Yamunatiram Nirjanam Sundarasthalam Shri Narada said, taking Vrishabhanu's hand, the great sage, Shri Gargamuni went to a beautiful and secluded place on the Yamuna shore. This was his standard funda style in a seclusion. He took Nanda Baba in seclusion, he took Vrishabhanu Maharaj in a seclusion, he took him by the hand, means he went alone with him. कालिंदी जल कल्लोल कोलहाला समाकुलम तत्रोपवेश गोपेश मुनिंद्र प्राह धर्मवीर मेकिंग द गोप किंग वृषभानु सिट डाउन एट अ प्लेस वेयर द यमुना वेव्स मेड ग्रेट साउंड टमालचे साउंड गर्ग मुनि द किंग ऑफ द सेजेस एंड द नोर ऑफ द रिलीजन स्पोक श्री गर्ग उवाच ही स्पीकिंग अबाउट राधारानी हे गोप गुप्त माख्यानम कथनीयम न चत्वया परिपूर्णतमम साक्षात श्री कृष्णो भगवान स्वयं असंख्य ब्रह्मांड पतिर्गो लोकेश परात्पर तस्मात् परो वरो नास्ति जातो नंद गृहे प्रति श्री गर्ग मुनि सेड ओ गोप डू नॉट टेल दिस सीक्रेट श्री कृष्णा द ओरिजिनल सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हिमसेल्फ हु इज द मास्टर ऑफ द काउंटलेस यूनिवर्स द किंग ऑफ द गोलोका ग्रेटर देन द ग्रेटेस्ट एंड द लॉर्ड than whom there is no better husband has taken birth in Nanda's home. So he nominated Krishna as husband of Radharani. Shri Vrishabhanu Ruvacha, aho bhagyam nandasyapi mahamune, Shri Krishnasya avatarasya. So then Vrishabhanu Maharaj glorifies that Shri Radhika, who is Lord Krishna, chief queen in Goloka, has taken birth in your home. You do not understand her exalted position. So then Vrishabhanu Maharaj calls Kalavati. Thereafter he calls his wife. And he tells what Gargamuni is telling. Understanding the exalted position of Sri Radha and Krishna and shedding tears of bliss, the exalted Gopas spoke to the great sage. Then they request. Vrishabha Hanumara said, "O Brahmana, I will give my lotus-eyed daughter to him. I will give my lotus-eyed daughter to him, Krishna, who have revealed this path. You should perform the wedding ceremony. You become the wedding priest." So then Gargamuni says, No, I will not become the wedding priest. He says, the demigod Brahma, he says, Parameshti Samagatya Vivaham Karishyati. The marriage ceremony will be performed by Lord Brahma. And we see in Bhandirvan that marriage happens. So in this way, Gargamuni has a very significant role in Krishna's pastimes. First of all, he got married Devaki and Vasudev. Then he came and he performed his Namkaran Samskar of Krishna Balaram. Then he also gave a proposal. He liaised between Radharani and Krishna for marriage. And to conclude with, that same Gargamuni in Gaurila, he appears as the Tairithik Brahman who comes having Bal Gopal in his hand and whose offering is spoiled by child Nimai, and he calls out, "Hi, hi," so many times. And he remains there only. That was Gargamuni. Because after Namakaran Samskar, after giving proposal to Vrishabha Maharaj, he comes back to Gokul Mahavan and he stays there only. Every now and then he would visit Yashoda Bhavan and he would eat with Krishna's hands and he would feed Krishna. So that's why Nimai, he tells that Brahmana, "In Nanda Baba's house also you would come, and in this way only I used to spoil your offering." That was Gargamuni. So Gaurang Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to Gargamuni in this manner. And the same Kamsa, again coming back to the main point, he appeared as Chandkazi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his format as Vishnu, in the form of Ramachandra Leela, and as Krishna, he killed this Kamsa so many times, Kalanemi. But in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered him. He gave him his mercy, Sankirtan. So much so, Kazi gave him protection, though nobody will stop your Sankirtan in my kingdom. And Kazi's name was Champak, nickname was Champak. At his Samadhi in Mayapur, there is a Champak tree and there is Neem tree. Those combined, they have grown up. They cannot be separated. And the Acharya say, that goes to show, Chand Kazi loves Nimai Pandit, means Kams Mama loves Nimai Pandit. So that is the great miraculous mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why it is said, Sabhavatara Sarashurumani Keval Anandakanda. In other incarnations, he killed those Kams and other demons. But in this incarnation, he gave them Krishna Prem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm sorry, I went over time. Hare Krishna. Any comments, if they are there, you can give. Otherwise, any questions, you can ask me personally. Okay, we'll stop here. Granthara Shumad Bhagavatam ki, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.